Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BJ and Jamie.
It's word of mouth. There's some crazy people on word of mouth. So just send us your text, word of mouth.
All right, this is word of mouth. And next door, people post, and we like to read them because we find it interesting. I'll go first today simply because mine's more of a public service announcement.
Oh, okay.
And Textnado, you can play along at 51059 if you think you know the perfect place for this lady to take her dad. Here, I'll explain to you as I read it. This is from Allie. She's at the K at Marina Point Condos, okay? She says, hey, I'm looking for the absolute best steakhouse in Denver. My father's coming to visit. He's somewhat of a food connoisseur. In fact, he's picky. And he writes for a luxury magazine back in New York City. He would love to write an article on the absolute best steakhouse right here in Denver. So I need your suggestions for the magazine itself. And she gets over 500 replies on this.
Ooh.
500 replies.
The Arby's steak sandwich.
Wasn't on here.
No.
Garden Grace.
Yeah.
The Fort. Shanahan's.
Oh, Shanahan's. That's mine.
I can go down the list of all the restaurants that are named. And by the way, if you've got one that I can pass along, because I'll post. I'll go back and answer her thing.
Do we still have a Sizzler around here? Sizzler.
No. Longhorn was on the list, and so was Texas Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
Yeah. I don't know if you'd call them the upscale best, though, for a luxury magazine out of New York City.
Oh, it has to be like upscale.
It's got to be, yeah.
It's got to be
even
bougie.
Even if they have the best steak?
Yeah, because you're going on taste.
I don't think it has to be bougie.
Yeah.
I think it needs to be, though. I think it needs to be a really big, thick, cooked to order.
Right, but that could be any place. Like, I think the best steak is Mount Fuji. Hands down.
Ooh, they do have good steaks.
Yeah. The hibachi?
Yeah. Yes, it's
really?
So good.
They do.
You can make it on your whatever Blackstone thing.
All right. The number one reply when I went through, and I went through about 150 of these replies, is Steakhouse 10.
Oh, yeah, that is good.
Steakhouse 10 over off of Hampton was the number one reply by far.
But see, that place is not bougie at all.
No, it's not.
No, it's
you
it's
and like, I went there with Dave from Steel Bros.
Right.
We went there for lunch one day, and it was absolutely fabulous. But I'm with you. It's not really, it's not a Garden Grace as far as bougie goes.
Right. I mean, it's just kind of down to earth, like a hole in the wall.
Good food, though.
Oh, my God. They make fried cheese. Fried cheese.
All right. On Textnado at 51059, I'd like to reply back. And personally, I do like the Steakhouse 10, so that might be my answer. But what's the number one steakhouse in Denver, Colorado for this luxury magazine out of New York City for her dad?
Schmidl, what's your pick?
Diamond Cabaret.
They have good steak. He's not wrong.
Yeah.
He's not wrong.
They got a good buffet or what?
He's not wrong.
Good meat
really
down
good
there.
Steak. Yeah.
He's not wrong.
Yeah.
He's
really good.
When they used to have the lunch thing with the buffet.
Yeah.
They had prime rib, and the guy had a chef hat on and everything. Oh. And then those girls with the stiletto heels would walk by you, and you have salad like shoved in your mouth, and you're like, sorry.
Yeah. I find it hard to eat with a butt stuck in your face, though.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
But yeah, rump roast, so that's weird.
I'm just saying.
Things don't happen.
Rump roast has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it does. You'll eat it.
All right, I'll go next. Okay. Julie from Golden. Seriously, and I feel like a lot of people feel this, zip the fireworks already. It's July 5th. People have to work and dogs have to sleep.
Yeah, I thought that yesterday too. There was a couple strays. I'm like, come on. We already did
just
this.
Just give it a rest.
It's done. All right, here's mine. This is kind of sad. I have a sad one. Do you want to get a tissue? Here's a tissue.
Yeah.
Hold on. Right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Here's a question. Anyone know what to do with this butterfly with a broken wing? He isn't flying.
Oh, no.
And there is a picture.
Oh, yeah.
It's
one
just,
wing.
It just, and somebody said, write a country song about it. Nobody's taking this serious. Sad story.
What do you do if you find a butterfly with one wing? There's no place to take it.
You can't take it to a vet.
Yeah, I don't know. And nobody gave her advice. It was just one ass that said, make a country song out of it.
And nobody has like artificial wings just hanging around the house that you could strap on there.
Maybe we could put a feather on that side.
Maybe. I'm just saying. Yeah.
And some like string and tie it around.
We don't have an answer for this one.
See? It's so sad.
It's word of mouth. There's some crazy people on word of mouth. So just send us your text word of mouth.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. The love of Shvedil's life. Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
He loves her.
She really speaks to him.
Yeah. Captures all my feelings.
It does. It does.
Look at all these steakhouses
people are
talking about.
Oh, my gosh. I know, right?
You know, that's what I love about these. Because I read that word of mouth of the lady looking for the best steakhouse in Denver so her dad can write about it in a magazine in New York City. And then you find out all these restaurants that you've never heard of before.
Yeah, like Mickey's Top Sirloin in Commerce City.
Never heard of it.
But it sounds good.
There's another place called Bastia's or something of that nature that's on Colfax, I guess, that they say is absolutely tremendous.
Yeah, I always feel like I'm kind of like left out of the world when I don't know about these places, right?
What is Sapor? Sapor Prime Italian?
Yeah, I've never heard of that either.
All right.
I don't know.
All right, well, thanks for the text. 51059. Something we want to bring up here on the show, simply because there are some people here in Colorado that probably want to help and don't know exactly how. So, Shvedil, we'll need to get you to put it on the Facebook page if all possible.
Okay.
And this is this toddler that there's a GoFundMe page for that lost his parents in that shooting over the weekend just outside of Chicago. The kid was at the parade with his mom and dad. The mom and dad turns out to be victims of this shooting.
How old was the...
He's 2 years old.
Yeah.
He's 2 years old. And someone set up a GoFundMe page for this kid for his future.
I think the people that actually found him did it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that part.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The kid was found with his parents who had already, you know, passed on, and they took this kid in. First, they thought that he was just lost. They didn't realize that he was connected with the parents that had been killed, and then it turned out it was absolutely the worst scenario ever. And then, according to you, Jamie, I guess the people that found the kid, they've started a GoFundMe page, and that GoFundMe page now has hit right at $2 million.
That's so great.
Over like four-day period.
Money won't fix it at all.
No.
But, you know, I mean, it's pretty amazing. Because I think this is such a crushing story that I think that if we can, you know, give them money, it makes us somehow feel better.
Yeah.
You know, because God.
I've kind of followed this over the past couple of days with this GoFundMe with this kid. It hit $1 million like within 2 hours. I mean, it was unbelievable how quickly that money continued to rack up and it continues to do so too. And it's great. And I'm all for it. And I love GoFundMe for things like this. What a great source.
Because for us on the outside, it's so awful, right? And all you think is like, what can I do? What can I do? And so, it's a great source because you think, okay, well, I'm going to help pay for his college and, you know, all these things that he's going to need later on in life.
And I know there are other crowdfunding sites that are out there, but GoFundMe seems to be the most popular. But this kid, I mean, he's going to have money for his education and well-being. I mean, he's only 2 years old and it's going to take every penny. So I'm all for it. It's just those schmoes out there that take advantage of GoFundMe. You know what I mean? There's always people that ruin the party. Always.
We've known a few.
Yeah, we have.
And I'm not going to say anything else.
Yeah.
That's all.
Are you implying there may be somebody in this studio?
No. Actually, not here.
Oh, okay.
No.
But you know other people?
Yeah.
I mean, I've read those stories of the homeless guy that got in.
We've known people, and that's all I'm saying.
With GoFundMe?
Shh. Just move on.
I want to know more.
No, I'll tell you off the air.
Who's the scammer?
No, I'll just tell you off the air. comes with song.
All right. We're going to put the post. If you can find it, Spadil, were you able to find it yet?
Yeah, I just put it up at the top of our page.
All right. Nice. So at the top of the BJ and Jamie Facebook page, if you are moved by this story, you've been looking for it, you want to help out, you know, a couple of bucks here, there, whatever. Just go to our Facebook page. We've got a link there for you.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it, man.
Oh, this thing could grow to, I don't know, maybe probably $5 to $10 million.
Yeah. Easily.
Yeah. It really could.
All right. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059, BJ, Jamie, morning show. We're looking at rain today, later on this afternoon. You can feel it, though. It's kind of humid out there, isn't it?
It is. It's sticky, is what I call it. Sticky.
Not only that, normally from our studios, I mean, we're on the 11th floor at the DTC, and you can see downtown, the beautiful view that we have. And today, not so beautiful because you can't see it.
Even at DIA, it looks a little fogged in.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, it looks
all right. Fogged. I don't know if there's any delays. Well, there's delays even on clear days. What the hell was that?
Me mocking you.
I thought it was perfect.
Your spider bite.
I know. It's really affecting me.
It's a problem.
Me. It really is affecting me.
It's starting to affect all of us.
Yeah. I looked it up again yesterday. Did I tell you guys I was bitten by a spider? Did I tell anybody?
Yeah, you told them.
Did anybody tell? Again?
Yeah. Recluse.
Well, you know what? And it can like go into your brain.
Oh, I'm sure it can.
And like the stem, your brain stem or something.
Not your brain stem or the stem of the spider?
No, this spider bite, the toxins just went into my brain stem, and I'm all, like that. Yeah, so anyway, that's why that happened. Otherwise, I would never mock you.
Yeah, sure. Well, before that spider bite, you've mocked me before.
Sorry.
Anyway. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. You were just telling me about a feature you've discovered on Amazon. That's pretty cool.
Well, you know what's funny is like yesterday, I love this whole modern technology crap sometimes. Yesterday, I learned that you can ask Alexa to play dog music. Because if you need your puppy comforted, that Alexa will just play dog music.
Calms them right down.
Never even knew that. Nope. But then today I was going on Amazon because I need some weed whackers. And you can get alerts for when they go on sale for Prime.
Oh.
Okay. Isn't that cool?
Prime has been announced for next week, July 12th and 13th. Was it, Carson?
Yeah.
I think it's next Tuesday and
July
Wednesday.
July 12th, 13th.
12th and 13th is Prime Day. But some sales have already started. Others will be next week.
Right. So here's the problem, because I think why they've started this is like I was looking at this weed whacker. Well, I'm like, I don't want to buy a weed whacker until it goes on Prime sale. So it says right here, see, push, create alert. Created an alert.
So you're creating an alert that when that particular item, whatever it may be, doesn't matter, goes on sale, you get the notification, right?
Yeah, but I don't understand you, because you just said, you looked online for an edger or something. You're like, I'm going to go ahead and buy it. And I'm like, why not wait until the 12th and 13th?
Yeah, because I get that itch sometimes that even if I'm going to save $10, I'd rather have it 3 or 4 days earlier. Like, I want to use it this weekend. I need a couple of things. I need a trimmer, hedge trimmer, and I need a Sawzall. And so I wanted to go ahead and either create the alerts on Amazon, the feature that you just found, or just go ahead and get it.
Do you want to tell everybody how you knew the name of that saw?
Not really. Jamie told me. I'm a guy and probably should know and not go to a chick to get the information. But I threw it out there on what I needed as far as describing the type that I couldn't think of the name of.
Couldn't think of the name.
And quickly, Jamie said, oh, you're talking about a Sawzall? That's it. Yep, that's what I'm talking about. And it was quite embarrassing. And still is. And I feel like I'm being forced to say all this.
You're doing a great job, though.
By Miss Spiderbite.
I just thought maybe if you just, you know, wanted to throw it out and thank you to me.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Sometimes
I have been feeling a lot manly.
You know what? I've noticed very manly that lately. About you. You're very proud of yourself.
I am, because I've got this kind of a handyman guy.
Well, did you just see what you did?
Yeah.
You just kind of puffed up.
Yeah, what was that?
Yeah. If I had long hair, I'd even do a hair flip, but I don't. But I've got this handyman now, Jeremy, who's been coming over to help with certain things. And everything that pops up, he seems to know about. He's pretty good. He did the mold situation, took out some tile, looking at the subfloor for me, building a fence and doing this and this and this. So along the way, he's teaching me. He's calling me his apprentice.
See,
but he's teaching me this stuff.
I love this for you because it's not your fault that your dad didn't teach you. I mean, it's not your fault. It's not any guy's fault if they didn't have a dad to teach him. It's my fault that my dad taught me way too much.
Right. But
because
you
thought I was a boy. I'm pretty sure he
wanted
a
son.
He did want a son.
And he got you and the other sister.
Right.
But I feel like Bob thought that if one of you were going to be a son, it would have been Jamie.
It would have been me. I'm totally butchy. Would have
been
butchy.
Jamie. Because your sister's not as butchy as you.
No, she's like fancy, pretty, like all that stuff.
Yeah,
sparkles.
Yeah. But Jamie, I mean, she loves to throw a worm on a hook.
Right.
You know, when she was a kid.
So it's not your fault. And I always feel bad for guys that have that dad that never taught them all that stuff, you know? And so, like, I always make sure with my kid that I try to tell him as much as I can, you know, even if it's...
Well, there's two subjects that I really missed out on as a kid. And I wish somebody had been there for me. And that is the home improvement, you know, do-it-yourself type stuff. And just learning the basics. Just the basics is all I wanted. And the other was financial.
Oh, yeah.
I had nobody in my life because we didn't have any money. There was no reason to know financials.
Right.
And so I never learned that. So I don't know anything about the stock market. I don't know anything about hedge funds. I know nothing about it.
But I think now that they have like kid camp where you can go and learn like how to change a tire and all that stuff. I did see one word of mouth where a lady is like, can anybody come over and teach my son how to dribble a basketball? He's 6 years old, and I have no idea. I was like, because sometimes you don't, like, you know, it's hard when you're, especially a single mom or whatever, and you're like,
oh, my
God.
Yeah, you take things for granted, like even the simpler things. But they do have, like, even colleges now have, like, adulting school, like adulting classes where they teach financials and stuff like that.
You need to go to adulting school.
Well, I'm trying to not make the same mistake with Frog. You know what I mean? I mean, he knows how to use the recliner now. He knows how to use the remote.
That's good.
He can get Disney Plus on whenever he wants it. I'm teaching him. The things I really know.
Have you taught him how to download the betting apps yet?
I thought you were going to say porn.
No! Betting apps! Oh my God!
Oh, dude. He will sit with me. We'll watch horse racing. He'll yell, run three, run!
Oh, perfect.
Run three, run!
That is perfect.
He knows. He loves horses. So everything Dad knows, I'm teaching.
You're doing it right.
Yep.
You're doing it right.
Things I missed out on. You know? 8:34. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ and Jamie. Hey, I want to bring up this Colorado Undertaker story just briefly because I know it's a couple of years old.
It is, but it was shocking to everyone.
I don't see a real problem with this.
Oh my God.
Can I explain? All right. There's a lady in Grand Junction, the Colorado Undertaker, that's been scamming people with loved ones that have been lost for a couple of years, and now has been busted. Going as far as selling some body parts to labs for research.
Mm-hmm.
Stealing fillings in teeth
gold.
Yep. Selling that on the
$40,000 worth.
Ooh.
Of gold teeth she took out of people's heads.
If the family hasn't put in a request to reclaim the gold.
No, they do it automatically.
Before you cremate the body.
That's not true. I just cremated my dad. And
did he have gold teeth?
Yes, he had some gold fillings.
Did you ask for the gold?
Not gold teeth, but fillings.
Yeah.
No, I didn't ask for it. I didn't even think about it. And then the guy gave me a little envelope, and he said, these are your dad's fillings. And he did it out of the goodness of his heart. He didn't steal it.
All right, let's say you've got a family member that doesn't really, I don't want the gold. It's kind of morbid to me to have my, you know, loved one's teeth.
It's just gold. They're going to melt it down. It doesn't matter. It's not their teeth. It's just the outline of their tooth.
I know, but that is kind of weird.
But if nobody asked for it, if I'm this lady, I'm about to put the body in the cremator, okay? And I see there's some gold in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think I wedge it out and pocket it. I do. I think I would.
Really?
Because it's just going to go to waste
No, the right thing to do, I'm sure you even took an oath. I don't know what these people do. These, what do they call them? They're not more.
They're undertakers.
No, they're not called that anymore.
It's scientific.
Crematories.
Crematories. The funeral guy that does it is a.
What are they? They are a.
There's
mortician.
Like mortician.
Yes.
And
yes.
Funeral director.
Yeah. Yes. So the mortician probably. Sounds like.
Yeah.
The mortician probably has taken an oath to do everything right.
All right. Let me.
And did you know this? This is a fun fact. They ask you if your parents, if they had pacemakers. And I was like, I don't think my dad had a pacemaker. And I was like, why? What? That's a weird question. He said, well, when we cremate the body, it explodes if it has a pacemaker in it.
Oh,
I mean, that would make sense. Yeah.
I mean, it explodes the actual like thing.
Yeah.
So. Always know that.
Yeah. All right. Well,
this is a fun conversation.
This lady also, she'd been taking body parts from a very, look. Charlie passes away.
Oh, my God.
Charlie's family, they don't know. They don't know if you took an arm, you sent it off for a little research on elbow surgery or something of that nature. They don't know. I mean, come on. I mean, give the lady a break. She's looking at 20 years in prison. And not only that, this is the best part of the story.
Oh, my.
Okay. She's in on it with her mom.
That's a family, cool family
business.
Thing.
Yeah,
right. That's some mom
likes
the
side hustle.
Yeah. This woman is 45 years old. Her name is Megan Hess. She's in business with stealing body parts and gold fillings from teeth with her mother, with her mom.
So I kind of get what you're saying as far as like. You know, donating to science and stuff like that. Like, I'm a donor. Are you a donor?
Yes.
It's on my driver's license.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying. If somebody doesn't say that they donated, and so she could get a little side hustle with an arm. Okay.
I'm glad you're starting to see it my way. All right, what's to say a couple of toes?
Right?
What's a toe go for these days? I mean, the lady lopped it off. Boom, boom. Sent it off. Got a little check in the mail. Still got the cremation in the family. Got most of the body. 99.5%. Most of the body. Who's hurt here?
Should she go away? Family. Because, like, if I found out that the mortician that, you know, did my dad, like, if he was selling my dad's parts, I'd be really probably butthurt about that.
Well,
like,
it's messed up.
Yeah. But if I'm on the outside and it didn't affect me, I was probably like, yeah, it's hope.
You know what? See, you're coming around.
But I'm not the family.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure the family was devastated.
It depends on who you are in this situation.
But I don't think this lady and her mom, Mammy, I don't think she should go to prison for 20 years. Maybe maybe you get a little slap on the wrist, pay back some money.
I feel like it's an ethical situation, and she is completely unethical. So I think that she'll go away for a while, right? Learn her lesson.
Yeah, she's in charge of these bodies.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a sacred thing, right? You're supposed to treat it with respect.
I guess it's kind of like an oath a doctor would take.
Well, it's a human
in this business
that passed away. It's an actual being. You have to be respectful.
By the way, that's a crazy business to be in.
I know. I would not
a
want
mortician?
That. But you know what? Like the guy that he grew up with my dad, the mortician that cremated my dad. And he said, I mean, he was like, I am so honored that you would allow me to take care of your dad this way. And I mean, like, some people are really, they feel like this is a calling for them.
Yeah.
And that it's really their job to be the most amazing at this that they can.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. But it's also very morbid. I mean, because back in my hometown, everybody knew the funeral director.
Right.
But even when I'd see the guy in the grocery store, I'd be creeped out. I would, because, I mean, he always looked pasty. He always had on a black suit, shined his shoes, and there he is shopping for Wonder Bread. You know, just...
Like, where's he going to eat that Wonder Bread?
Weird.
Where is it?
What are you going to do? You're going to go back and make a sandwich
right
in
there?
Front of the body?
Oh,
what are you going to do?
Stop.
It was freaky to me. As a kid, I'd see this old man. Yeah, he would be in the grocery...
Yeah, but you just... Because I really... Doug, the guy that was like, you know, helping my dad out,
man,
and I like have uber respect for him, and then now you have him eating a sandwich over my dad.
Where do you keep the lunch meat? I mean, he's filled with refrigerators. Like, do you just keep it right there?
I'd see him pick up a whole chicken and go to the checkout, and I'm thinking, oh, just what you need, another body. You know? Just saying.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. 65 right now. What?
Nothing. Just...
We continued the conversation about the whole corpse thing off the air.
I think this is just stop. I think we'd stop.
I was just saying I couldn't be a mortician because I'd be judgmental when it comes to private parts.
Don't go. Oh, my God.
I would.
I'm trying to save this. I'm trying to save
I'd be like,
I'm trying to save your career.
All right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'll stop.
It's a human.
I'm sorry.
You have to be respectful. The fact that you just said to us off the air, oh, my God, her knockers are tiny, if you were a mortician, is weird.
Yeah. Or a wiener or whatever. You know what I mean?
I don't even know how to react. Would you be judging people?
Trudeau?
I'm saying I would be judgmental of people on the tables all. It's not a job that I'm cut out for.
No, because I know you and you think you're funny and you do weird stuff.
You'd be cracking jokes and like.
No, he would be like doing a windmill with the thing.
Oh, no.
You do know me, don't you?
I'm just saying because it's just wrong.
BJ and Jamie.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.